What was the difference that you noticed from the offense when you started kind of going to the faster tempo in the second quarter last week, and how can that maybe apply moving forward?
Well, I think number one, protection was better. We started out early in the game. We had a few protection breakdowns, and really, when you go back and look at the film, we stopped ourselves early in the game. So that's any football game you're going to look in. Every play on a piece of paper looks like it's going to work, and there's going to be some breakdowns from time to time. But the good thing is we made a few adjustments on the sideline, settled everyone down, and the rest was history.
Back in March, when you kind of first started meeting with Peyton, did you guys talk about kind of what your working relationship was going to be like? Did you kind of have to lay out, hey, this is how I like to operate, how do you like to operate, how the relationship should go? Kind of how did you guys start building that?
We just went day to day, and really we didn't set any guidelines. We just said, hey, we're going to learn everything and put our system in together, talk a little bit about what we've always done here, the things he wanted to, possibly bring in from Indianapolis with him. But then, like I said, from day one, the first thing he said to us is, I want to learn your system. You have a system in place that you had a lot of success with in Carolina. You've been here for a number of years now. So let me learn what you guys do here, because there's a number of other players that also know this system. So we'll change some things as we go. But we never said, hey, this is the way one of us is going to act. We're just going to be ourselves every day, come in here and work together and try to have as much fun as we can and win football games.
In what ways has he made you a better coach, a better play caller?
One of the greatest players of all time. He speaks for himself.
Just by being around him has made you better?
Well, he makes everybody better around him.
Does he challenge you during meetings?
He challenges everyone in the building every day, because the standard he sets for himself, no one can raise the bar any higher than that. He's set it so high, the bar, and that's what he demands of everybody else every day. And so it's great for the organization, the younger players, and a lot of the veterans. They understand that, hey, they think they've worked extremely hard, but then they see the way he is. He makes everyone better, coaches, players, organization, everyone around him.
Like he said yesterday, he likes having a quarterback coach, because even at this stage in his career, he thinks it's good to have somebody look at your footwork, your fundamentals. Has he been amenable to that? And do you see that?
Adam Gase has done a phenomenal job. Adam works extremely hard. He always has, regardless, what position he's been coaching. But with Peyton, the two of them are perfect for one another. Adam works extremely hard. All the little projects we do, everything we do, individual periods, teamwork, all the footwork drills. Adam did a ton of research, once we signed Peyton, things he liked, things he didn't like, what we think he can improve on. And, Peyton wants him to get on him every day. Peyton's not someone who's going to walk in here and think he's got all the answers. He wants Adam to ride his ass every day and make sure he's doing it the right way. And if there's one little thing that's wrong, he wants him to jump on him and say, hey, listen, this is not the way we're going to do it. And it's that way on game day, too. Peyton wants you to tell him, listen, stick to your progressions. Don't try to do your own thing, this and that. So Adam's done a great job with him. And I think Peyton really appreciates the way Adam prepares and the way he's worked with him on a day-to-day basis.
Back in 2011, was it important for you? Did you work hard to keep him on this staff when John's staff was kind of being put together? Were you hopeful that
doubt
Adam was going to stay?
Yeah, when I talked to Coach Fox, and once we decided we were going to stay with Coach Fox, we talked about the staff and certain things, and there's a reason why the guys who stayed. They're good football coaches, and we didn't want to lose them.
Coach, not often offensive coordinators would, I guess, welcome the blitz.
Uh-huh.
But with Peyton, he was fantastic against the blitz once again.
Yeah. Well, I look at it as it's an opportunity for a big play, and that's the way we've always been from the very first day back in Carolina. When teams come at you, when you have a good quarterback, he can get you in a good situation, or if it's not an audible, he knows where the hots and sights are to get rid of the ball and make a good decision. Because like you saw in the game the other night, one little mistake on the defense or something that we, put him in a bad situation with, you can make a big play with it.
How good is he at finding that guy that's open? I mean, if you spread the ball around against Pittsburgh, how good is he at just finding that guy? If you roll coverage, it seems like he always finds the open guy.
Well, he's played a lot of football, and he's one of the best of all time, so he's pretty good at it.
Coach, how surprising was it to you that you got through your first game with all the newness and all the complications of Pittsburgh's blitzes and everything else without, at least from a novice standpoint, apparently no false starts on the offensive line, no holds on the offensive line, as clean a game as a lot of people can remember seeing at any time that came in the opener? How surprising was that to you?
Well, the players deserve a lot of credit for the way they practice, from day one. Since we got together back in the offseason, they've worked extremely hard together, and, we've been grinding it out. All training camp long, they work extremely hard to try to get on the same page, and we look to improve every week, and that's been our approach every day we come in the building. Hey, listen, let's get better every day, and let's let's eliminate all the little mistakes. And if you do the little things right, big things happen. And that's our approach.
How much did it help that, like you said, because Peyton was willing to learn, that a lot of these guys have now been in this language of offense for 3 or 4 years?
Well, that's the great thing is that, you know, there's a common language that you develop. And we change a few things, obviously. You know, we'd be kind of foolish if we were going to do some things that he's done or called to change a few names of plays. But that's any system you're in. That's our job is to make sure we make it as simple for the players so when they get on the line of scrimmage on Sundays, they can fly off the ball and play fast. So we made a couple changes. He made a couple changes. He's bought into the things we were selling before in the past here. So all the players as a whole deserve a lot of credit for buying in to what we're going to do, the changes we're going to make, and just moving forward with it every day.
What are some of the challenges you see out of this Atlanta defense?
Well, number one, going on the road, you know, playing in a dome, it's going to be extremely loud. So that's the number one thing we got to focus on. And, you know, we practice with the crowd noise here. So we understand going in there, you know, you got to be on the same page. You know, understand if you got to communicate, number one. If you can't hear certain things, make sure, you know, you're vocal enough to get inside. You know, if you're the outside receiver, communicate. And really, it comes down to communication and just focus. You know, noise has got to make you calm on the road.